Philips sample P8 urgent care today. His date is 07/28/2022. Dictation is for Miss Karen Mize. Mize spells M-I-Z-E. Karen spells K-A-R-E-N. Date of birth is 10/24/1964. This is a 57-year-old female. Here with painful urination and flank pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 2 days. She described pain as sharp, weighted pain, approximately 6 of 10. Increased with lateral motion and a touch, period. Said pain is non-radiating, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient reports occasional abdominal discomfort. Next line reports frequent urination. Next line reports painful urination, period. Patient denies chills, myalgia, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. She denies headache, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication and allergies were reviewed and compared to lab visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert-oriented, obese young lady. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure is 144 of 85. Pulse 76. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. There's a slight bruise in the anterior cervical triangle bilaterally. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paroxysmal motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, soft, normal bowel sounds. She has tenderness in the right upper quadrant, tenderness in the right CVA. No rebung, no guarding, no peritoneal signs, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, emboli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves through 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is hepatic cyst, number 2, flank pain. That's the right flank pain. Number 3, dysuria. Number 4, thyroid cyst. Number 5, arteriosclerosis, carotid arteries. Next paragraph, ultrasound we're done today to assess her flank pain, bruise, and abdominal pain. Ultrasound reveal a 5 to 6 centimeter hepatic cyst. Patient was given a consult to gastroenterology to have this addressed. There's some arteriosclerotic deposit in her carotid artery. Patient will be returning tomorrow for labs to be drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile. I suspect this patient may have elevated cholesterol. And on our visit tomorrow, we will... After a visit tomorrow, we will refer her to have her carotid arteries better evaluated by a vascular specialist after all the labs are drawn, period. Ultrasound also reveal a thyroid cyst, a sub-centimeter thyroid cyst. The next paragraph, urinalysis was done. Urinalysis reveals no negative leukocytes, esterase, negative nitrite, no blood, period. Next paragraph, in clinic today, patient received the following: Rocephin 1 gram IM, Tylenol 1 gram PO. She was observed in clinic for an additional 20 minutes, after which she reports improvement. And she was strongly encouraged to return to have labs drawn so we can further address the abnormalities from an ultrasound, period. She says she will and will be here tomorrow. She was advised to fast for her labs, period. Patient was sent home with the following medication: pyridium 100 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 4 days, number 9. Question number 12. Next medication, Septinair, 200 milligrams, 1 pill BID for 7 days. Number 14, she was advised to increase fluids, to increase fruits and vegetables, to come back tomorrow for labs. End of dictation.